Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Tyler with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a poll in the Redland Bay area has found that 52% of respondents support the construction of a bridge connecting the mainland to Russell Island. The last report on the construction of the bridge was created over 10 years ago, with no new work being done on an updated budget. Residents are raising questions about whether Russell Island would still be considered an island if a bridge were to connect it to the mainland.
The Queensland government is considering a new 60,000-seat stadium ahead of the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. The state cabinet has so far rejected Swimming Australia's proposal for a national aquatic centre and identified that there is not enough time to rebuild the Gabba. In the coming week, the panel will also discuss the rollout of the proposed Athletes Village at the Brisbane Showgrounds.
In national news, Victoria will have tougher new bail laws after the government's changes passed in the state's parliament overnight. As part of the changes, remand will no longer be considered a last resort for youth offenders, and there will be stricter bail tests for people who commit a crime while on bail. The government says that the laws are the toughest in the country, but the opposition says they don't go far enough.
The South Australian government is planning to move the Royal Adelaide Hospital's infectious disease unit to a new location across the road on North Terrace. The Doctors and Nurses Union are opposed to the move, arguing it could compromise patient safety by separating them from specialist doctors at the RAH. A lawyer for the government compared the challenge of finding space to an enormous Tetris puzzle, but said moving the infectious unit was the option that came with the least clinical risk.
In international news, Indonesia's parliament has passed changes to its national armed forces that allow serving armed forces personnel to work in a greater range of government roles. Civil society groups warn the moves could signal a return to the era of former strongman President Suharto, who used the military to dominate civilian affairs. In response, hundreds of protesters have descended on Jakarta's parliamentary building.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.